Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, on this Tuesday morning, Port Huron City Council met last night. And that's why we have Mayor of Port Huron, Pauline Rep, on the line with us this morning. Madam Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
You folks are meeting on Zoom now instead of in the council chambers. How's that transition been?
You know, actually better than I thought. It's worked very well. It's a little different, but it works very well. So I'm sure we'll be doing it, probably into the foreseeable future, probably till April, I would assume. I'm hoping things will open up. We hadn't done it in the beginning because we had kept it to a minimum, basically. We obviously were able to sit 6 feet apart and wear masks, and that worked. But then as you start to get more and more people coming to meetings, and you kind of push that envelope of how many people can be in a room, even though we do have a big room. So we decided that we should go to the Zoom so that we were complying with what we should. And once you do, you have to stay there, so you can't just go back and forth and alter. So we are doing all of them by Zoom, and it has worked very well.
Yeah, certainly not unusual. Most meetings are being conducted that way these days, so a little learning curve.
I know.
It is different.
It does make it a little hard for the public because they do have to, you know, sign into Zoom too. We still record our meetings and put them online so that they're available, but it's not if you're someone who doesn't have a computer, then you're kind of at a loss.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's not for too long.
Well, yeah, hopefully, and I think everybody kind of feels that way about Zoom and virtual meetings at this point. I want to talk a little bit about the final hearing last night on marijuana sales, not to harp on this too much, because we've talked about it a lot, but I still think people don't fully understand why local residents aren't being granted licenses to sell marijuana.
I know. And last night, what was on the agenda was strictly a zoning kind of housekeeping matter that we hadn't done before, but unfortunately we had passed an ordinance the city council had prior to the election in November that would have limited the amount of licenses and left it open so that we could in the future, because of the restriction of having to have a medical marijuana license first and then a recreational one, and it would have left some open for us to, you know, have out there for local people later. Unfortunately, the proposal that passed kind of took that out of our hands and allowed for, a number of licenses more than we did. And so basically they're all used up now. And it would be people that already had a medical marijuana license. And that was not anybody in Port Huron. So it was. So we are now with a lot of people who have licenses, and they are not from the local area.
Yeah.
I mean, they might have a partner or something that might have gotten in with them locally, but basically they're out of town businesses. So it's unfortunate. We thought we had kind of protected our residents in that with what we had, but then the new option was there for people to vote on, and I'm not sure that everybody understood exactly what they were voting on.
Yeah, well, I think you're absolutely right, because it really kind of came in last minute, and everybody saw it on the ballot and got excited, and didn't really necessarily know what it was all about.
No, so. I'm sure that it really basically the question was, to me, was misleading, because we already had adopted a proposal for marijuana sales, and it made it sound like we had not, and then, of course, now we have to abide by rules that we put forth.
Yeah. Just unfortunate all the way around, but
it is, and we have to stick with it. There's once a proposal has been passed by the electorate, it has to stay in effect for 2 years.
Yeah,
with no changes.
Well, there you
go. Yeah. It is what it is, indeed.
Nancy Windsor, the Parks and Rec Director for the City of Port Huron, is taking that same job with the county upon the retirement of longtime Parks and Rec Director for St. Clair County, Mark Brochu. As I understand it, Pauline, she's going to still work with the city, though, so she'll kind of have a dual position for a while.
That would be correct, although it's not, been finalized yet. The discussions are going on about doing it. But she would remain in the current position that she has and oversee all of the recreation parks for the city of Port Huron. She would just be, we would be entering into a contract agreement for her to do services for the county as well. And so she would still be here for at least up to, I think it's like 2 years. She was due to retire from the city of Port Huron within 2 years, and could and would have attained her maximum retirement at that point, because she's worked for the city of Port Huron for a lot of years. So she could move on anyways. This way, and could have been out of the area. This way, she's going to still be in the area, and she still will be of a benefit to the city of Port Huron, even if she's, when she ever gets to the point where she goes to the county full time. So, because obviously the city of Port Huron's in St. Clair County. So, so we'll still have her, you know, representing the city residents. And Nancy does a wonderful job. So we certainly did not want to see her leave or leave the area. She has been offered opportunities outside the area. So it's a win-win for everybody. As long as the agreement works out, she has good people at work underneath her that will be able to, you know, pick up part of what she does in Port Huron and ease up her schedule so that she has time to do some things for the county too. And we will be, the agreement will, you know, call for a split of wages, so it saves us some money as well. So it's not been finalized, but that's certainly what's in the works.
Certainly provides a bridge to the next Parks and Rec director that that will replace her at some point. I'm just wondering where that fits on your list of goals for the year ahead, because tomorrow night City Council has its annual goal-setting session.
We do. And this is going to be different by Zoom.
Yeah.
So, because normally we kind of go around the room and someone writes them on a whiteboard, and then we go up afterwards and put our little dots where we have our preferences. But we're going to have to do it over Zoom. So everybody has submitted in advance their goals, and the clerk will have them all available, and we'll talk about them, and they'll all be numbered, and we'll just have to say what numbers that we our priorities, and she'll compile it and put together for a report to the council, but, you know, one of the future meetings. But I mean, it's certainly something that, you know, when you talk about a goal, I think it's a more general goal that it's necessary to have succession planning in your organization, no matter what it is, whether it's a city or private business. And, you know, this is certainly something that works right in there, because it's going to be going on for a couple of years before she transitions out. So that's the best case scenario. If you can do that and know where you're going, rather than somebody just saying, oh, in 30 days, I'm going to retire, and not knowing how you're going to fill that position. So that's a good thing.
Well, what are some of the other priorities that you see for the year ahead? What are you going to throw out there tomorrow?
Well, I still, I've kept my, my one thing that I keep putting on there, which keeps coming back, is, of course, to hopefully have some finalization on what's happening at the Blue Water Bridge.
Yeah.
Or what's not happening, whichever way you want to look at it. You know, I still think that that's something that needs to be finalized. Is it going forward? I know that the state got a grant from the federal government, but it's not enough in its entirety to finish the project off. So, is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? You know, we need to put some pressure on there, both in Washington and Lansing, to move forward one way or the other. Either they're going to do it or they're not. And if they're not, then we'd like to find a way to have the property and do something with it, you know, make it a tax base of some sort. So that's, you know, one of the ones that I have looked at. And I think that we need to look at our rental ordinance, you know, and review it. I mean, a few years ago, we had a, a moratorium, sort of, now they call it a moratorium, but restrictive as far as new rentals in certain areas. And I'd like to know how that worked out as far as numbers, and are we doing everything we can to provide good housing for people in Port Huron, and yet protect our city. So I'd like see that, you know, the rental ordinance at least reviewed in depth. Always we want to make sure we're financially responsible mm-hmm. and that the budget and what areas we can or cannot, you know, do. I mean, we had some major overhauls, and obviously we were able to take care of one part of our unfunded liabilities. So certainly it's something to keep in mind, though, looking forward. You know, there's many things like that. A lot of them are ones that keep coming up, but, you know, last year we had goals and then COVID hit. So yeah. It was not like some of the things could even be managed. We wanted to have more town hall meetings where we were able to, you know, meet with the citizens, et cetera, and have a more open dialogue. And of course, yeah. you know, we couldn't do that. So, you know, some of those things are going to be brought forward, I'm sure. So, it'll be interesting to hear what everybody has to say.
I will indeed. And I guess we can all listen in on Zoom if we so desire tomorrow evening, 6
you
o'clock.
You can, yes.
All right.
Yes.
We'll,
yep.
We'll tune in and hear what everybody's goal is then tomorrow evening. Pauline, yep. I'm sorry, I appreciate you joining us this morning, as always. And we'll be eagerly listening to the goal setting tomorrow. We'll talk again soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care.
Have
bye-bye.
A good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.